What's up, you live? We're back. Crew is back. Basically, the same crew from the last episode. We are still here to give you exciting and hot topics on a new topic today. So yes, my name is Farida, aka Fari for real, and I'm here with my guys and two extra guys today. But let me give them the opportunity to introduce themselves first.
So Precious, by your name, bitch, Enzo.
No nickname yet, but my name is Ariel Gold.
No nickname yet.
Okay, see your favorite guy. It seems to be here.
And as usual, I go by the name.
New name, Nicholas Scott.
So yes, today we have a new topic. What's the topic? There's no particular thing. I just saw a tweet, basically. So yes, this is a reference. The person is Wan Abasi on Twitter. I follow her on Twitter. So she posted, I asked someone to apply for a role, and after sending in his application, he sent the job description to some of his friends and asked them to apply. Is this wise? So like, what do you think about putting people on? If you have a job, for example, like you have just applied for a job, are you going to send it to your friends? Basically. Because now, let me put this in context, now it means that you are stiffening, the competition is now wider, obviously, because you are competing against all the applicants. So is that something that you would likely do? Or what are your thoughts on it, generally?
Okay, what's your thoughts? Can I tell
you? No, my thoughts are exceptions.
As an exception. We would love to.
I also agree, please.
Okay, yeah, so basically, my thought is like it has so many branches. Yeah, so let me start from the first one. So I believe that I think the sky is big enough for everyone to fly, right? It's the world is big enough for everybody to win, right? So irrespective of whatever opportunity I get, I will share it to my friends, right? I don't necessarily share opportunity on my status, WhatsApp or whatever, but some of my friends will have group chats and I'll send it there. I'm like, okay, this opportunity just popped up, right? Because most times you would think like the competition is actually them, but in reality, you might actually not even be good enough that even if it was three people applying, you still not get it and they get it. So, I mean, it does no harm sharing.
The sky is big enough to fly, right?
Of course. Yeah. However, of course, by the way, I said my thought has so many branches. I still feel like you need to be sensible while doing this. I'm not saying an eye for an eye. I'm not saying a tooth for a tooth, right? However, you need to understand where your friendship has gotten to, right? So if this person constantly gets opportunities, and the only time you get to know about this opportunity is when the person is posting on LinkedIn or Instagram, then you know that something is fundamentally wrong with that relationship. So you shouldn't be sharing your own opportunities. Should not be the Father Christmas, right? So you need to understand that as well. And of course, there are some opportunities that Omo
keep to
yourself too.
So you have to put this very sad sound effect for this one, because what when he was talking, so he pulled one very sad string.
Trigger.
It wasn't even, nobody offended me, but okay, my I found something, I think on TikTok, that you have to apply for an externship, something that has to be that SDG, and it was $500 after you're done with the externship. But when we're applying, so I sent it to my friend. We even changed the name of our group chat to August 21. You have to apply on the 21st of August. It was founded like July, but it said apply on 21st of August. So since that July, we changed our group chat name to August 21. So when we're going to apply, year of admission, 2019. What are you studying? 5-year course. Year of graduation. When is for 2026. This thing did not allow. He said by force. It's the year of our year of graduation is 2024, but my year of graduation is not 2024 because ASU strike did not allow. So it just calculated 5 years, and so you have to put 2024. But you actually had to put proof too. So we didn't have proof that we're going to graduate 2024, and that's how ASU strike made us miss $500 each. So that is the start string I put. So now to the actual question, because I'm a beneficiary of like people putting people on. Shout out to Victoria for the level law. She got
Sugar Day.
No, Victoria Ayodele. She knew that I was a content creator and stuff. And I think a tech company was looking for like a content creator, content manager. And just recently, like two months ago or last month, she put me onto it. and then I got the job and I'm working for them. But also, they also needed someone else, and then I got someone from her class too, and I think they're even friends. So I put her friend on because she probably did not know that her friend was doing that thing. But we had worked together, and I also put him on. So both of us now have the job. Mm-hmm. And that's just how putting people on works. And even if you're sharing jobs with people, there are people that you know that you cannot share these opportunities with because you're never going to gain anything from them. And sometimes you just do it for people just to just make the world a better place. But there are some people that every time you see an opportunity, you share with them. And if you are not qualified enough, and even if you didn't put them on, you still have not gotten the job, and they would get the job. So why not just keep the good news in the circle? Why not just share with people in your circle and all of you win together? Because one poor person in the midst of six poor people is a poor person, because you keep feeding them. So one rich person in the midst of six poor people is a poor person. You get to just keep the wins in the circle.
Yeah, I understand, but like, why do you have to be the poor person in the circle? See, I understand, good and fine. Me, I'm not, people are saying, when I saw the comments, people were like, oh, I'll share my friend. I really don't care to be seen as kind. Like, I'm not...
Your friend is so friend.
I do not care. Like, if I don't share it, you will not know. It's not going to, nothing will remove from your body. Do you understand? It's not necessarily something I have to do. Do you get? If I don't send it to you, nothing will remove. You're not going to lose anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? They don't necessarily share, like... I remember there's this Happy Noise Maker storytelling competition. Jola. Mm-hmm. Jola. I saw it. I didn't find out earlier, but I saw it and I submitted. Nobody, you know, my writer friends told me about it.
And they all applied.
I did not know that they applied. When I saw it, I was like, what's going on? The team was very quiet when the whole thing opened and started. But I was very lucky to have seen it because I listened to their podcast like a lot and I applied. Do you know, after this thing closed, I was asking everybody who applied for this one. I said, all of you are frauds.
But did you tell them when you found out?
Who will tell you? I didn't tell anybody. So I'm like, I I've not completed like my train of thought. What I want to say is that it's not something that you necessarily have to do. I'm not saying I don't share opportunities. I'm also a beneficiary of like opportunities, but not necessarily in their fields. Like, it's something that, someone that knows I'm a writer will send to me and they're not writing, obviously. If you see something that you want and you don't share it, I'm not going to feel any type of way. Every man for himself in this world, like, if your friend gets it, they will not necessarily be giving you money every month or every week. They'll just probably give you something like, okay, thank you for... And they don't owe it to you. Like, people that start feeling entitled because I have shared this opportunity with you and you have gotten it, so now start giving me things. I don't see, like, anyone owes me anything. So I have to find for myself, like, by myself. If I share it to you, finally, get it, fine. You don't owe me anything. Just like I saw one quiz. Like, would you rather get $10 million or let your friend win $200 million? Why would that pass on an opportunity for me to win one for myself? Because I want my friends to get it. Myself. Someone was now saying, that we will share the money now.
We don't necessarily have to share.
See, life is not fair. Life does not work like that. Like, do you understand?
That's family members.
You also have things that they want to do with their money. So why would you pass on an opportunity for you to do good for yourself? Because, you can always share the money. See, everybody always has an agenda. You want to give some because you also want to collect. I don't do good because I want to collect. I just do it because, okay, fine. It's all right. I don't want to collect anything from you. And that's the problem in Nigerians. We believe in cycle. Like, you give and you must collect. Like, I don't necessarily believe in that. Like, if I'm doing this for you, fine. It's all right. I don't want to come back to ask you for something. Do you get? That's why anytime I see an opportunity for me to put myself out there, for me to do something for myself, I'm very stingy and I'm very selfish about it. That's how I live my life. If I see something that I don't want, or I don't necessarily need to apply for, I think that they can apply multiple people, I would share it. But like, I'm very stingy with like my opportunities, what I want, with my men,
with what I am sharing, man.
Getting money from
my men.
I'm very stingy with where I gain money from, where I gain pleasure from. It's so many different things. Where I eat, I'm very, very selfish with my family, with things that make me happy. I don't share. Like, when you start putting you and your friends, see, I have terrible experiences with friendships. There's even opportunity, there are even places where you and your friends will get the job. It will now put a strain on your, just like this fair play. He and his fiance or girlfriend, they were working in the same place, and it basically turned them into, like, I don't know what to call it. You can get the job, you not get it, you not start feeling bad. See, we are human beings. Yes, you can be a good person, but like, you...
That's if you're not that person, that's that girl, he would cooperate.
That's what I understood. Yes, you and your girlfriend, you are fighting for promotion. She now gets it. It's normal for you to feel bad. Mm-hmm. Me, I will feel bad. I will still beat myself up for feeling bad because I will feel like, am I a witch? Mm-hmm. You get, I have normal human feelings and that's how it is. I'm going to be jealous. See, that's it. It's normal. These things are normal human feelings. I can get the job. Person will be feeling bad. And it's because it's strained our friendship. I don't share this thing. I don't share business and pleasure. If it's something I feel like I can't, but if it's something I want really badly, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to give you. Because, and he said something that, oh, the person may be better than, I don't care if you're better than me. Mm-hmm. I am more, see, one, if you're not mad, surely you're lying. I always put myself first. Even if I'm not the best person in the room, I will always see my confidence, my enthusiasm, always makes me the better person. You can be smarter than me, but I'll be always better than you because I always put myself first. Do you understand? I'm very selfish about the things I want, my goals. And like my approach towards it, I'm not saying it doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. I don't see it doesn't necessarily. The person will not know. They will not necessarily. No, and you also be see, just do your own. Support them in the ways that you can. You don't have to.
When they finally find out.
That was, but I did not share a job. What does that want?
That's
the fact that that was. That's not entitled because you are not sharing your own opportunities with me. So why do I have to?
If they don't.
Oh, so, I don't see anything go, but like obviously yes, put your friends onto things. Like I'm not saying you should not, but if it is something I desperately want, like I was jobless for like 8 months. Did you get? I was jobless for 8 months, but yeah, it does. But like I'm just trying to say that if you don't, it doesn't make you a bad person at all. So yeah.
Well, that's okay. But to me, from the community I come from, like, I mean, the ecosystem in which I work in, everybody puts everyone up. And this is community that, like, contributed to everybody. Like, tech has become what tech is in Nigeria now because of what some people actually, like, contribute. And it's the fact that my guys put me on, and I put them on. So it's like, even if you're applying for the same job, I remember when we were looking for IT and Chevron came up. I knew Chevron. Like, I didn't even know that's with me. I asked them, okay, Chevron don't come out. So yeah, take. And I actually put everyone on them. And the unfortunate thing is that I was unable to write the test for Chevron. And I think some of them wrote the test. So, talking about that, and it's the fact that there is something about doing good. It's not only about the mentality that you want to receive. Let's see it as a kind of ripple. Now ripple starts from somewhere and ripple spread across, ripple effect of whatever you do. It's the fact that a single action now could cause a lot of people. Like, I've seen people have been like, I want to sponsor 550 people to school. I want to give them a scholarship. And what is the reason? It's because someone paid their school fees just a year.
Yeah, when they're
and
in school.
Like, that man did for me. I will make sure nobody actually, like, needs to be in that situation again. So, kind of, like, go around. And before you know it, spread across. That's why you tell people, like, spread positive energy from your end. And the universe will take care of the rest.
Yeah, that's real.
That's on that aspect. So, about putting your friends on, majorly, it depends on what you guys are within. So, if they have not been putting you on, no more. You probably don't have any reason or any obligation
to
put
them on. Putting them on, they might see you and say, oh, this person, let me start putting them on.
Exactly. Yeah, so someone has to start first. And it's just like the culture between it. So if they're not putting you on, it's fine. And it's another thing, you should be able to distinguish between business and work. So work now, if you get to work in a company, you can actually facilitate me coming there. Mm-hmm. Or facilitate me getting the same. But business is quite different. Business just happens with someone. Maybe for a period of time, and it has to be one person. Job, you can employ as many more people as you can.
Depends on the situation.
So I feel like maybe your own aspect is more of a business rather than work.
Well, if there are multiple listings or maybe.
You said the sky is big enough for birds to fly. When it comes to my own business, so if you're my friend and you start the exact same business as I'm doing, I may feel like a witch. Like, it makes me feel like a witch, but why not do something else? I decided to do some. I looked at my entire WhatsApp status. There was one time during like 2020 was a pandemic of business owners. People were selling different stuff, and what the main rationale behind my own business was that I didn't want to do anything that someone beside me was doing. Like,
exactly.
Even now, when someone asks, oh, do you know someone doing this thing? Because if I say, okay, this thing is sold out, or I don't know, it's even hard for me to look around. I actually have to go extra miles to find someone that does that thing for them. And I'm fine with it, but you're my close friend, and you know that. This business is popping. Sorry, you can start. Maybe that's your destiny, but I don't think the friendship can be the same again. That's kind of
thank you. Let's say support your friends.
Like,
why is my own business?
I don't feel like that. Don't start a business in the
business
same mentality.
Yeah,
like,
business is different work.
I accept that witchcraft.
You can partner together in work, like you
I cannot work with my friends.
I wanted to start a business, another business.
Okay, I'm actually
just. I can't work with my friends.
I wanted to start another
business. Yeah, I can work with my enemy. So,
I prefer to work with my enemy. Also, living. I can't live with my friends, also. See, this difference is too much.
To tell them.
I can't. See, there are things. I have experienced different experiences. I don't know about you people. But I can't live with my friends. I can't. Because I want to be able to assert myself. Do you get? I don't like this. And I want to be able to say it point blank. I don't want to feel like I'm bruising anybody's ego.
Scott can attest to this.
You can scold that. No, I don't mean scold like a baby. You're able to like express yourself better to an outsider. Because there are no strings. Like, there's nothing. What is she talking to me like this? You don't want to talk. I'd rather work. The joy of doing something with your friend is like the fun of it.
You have fun while at it.
But we can scold and we see. I don't know, for guys, maybe. We don't do this stuff. Last time, you know, when that stuff happened,
we fought for like. We fought for like two days. After the whole event, we came back and we had fun.
Say one thing about my father, that's not the first time it happened, like, 17 years, we're not talking about that.
We're working on a particular project and we're looking for investors. I wanted to go to Ocean to go and pitch that project, and before we go, we fought throughout that night. We came to everybody was up. We slept together in my view back. Mwani came from Ibadan. He came from Ibadan. I came from Ikudu. We met her here and we're going to. And we fought throughout that night. We didn't talk to ourselves until we get to that office. And after that event, and the project was not successful. So we left it and we started another project again. The three of us together again. And the first day we started again, we fought 2 days. But we are always coming back. And there's one bit, the beauty of it is that we always have fun at it. So that was the beauty of life.
That's for men. Fights become memories, good memories. We all laugh about it. But for women, the only thing that can make men bad business partners is greed. I've actually
noticed.
If someone is greedy, stay away from them. Yeah. But any other thing, for women, there's attitude problems, there's men, there's
just hormonal problems.
The atmosphere itself is a problem for women. So that aside, and when I wanted to start a new business recently, like 3 months ago, and I thought about it, I could not do it alone financially, and I could not do it alone, like, when it comes to my part, because I have a business I'm running, I'm a law student and everything, but I just thought it was a very good idea, and I thought of someone that I could do it with, and I could not do it with a stranger, because I didn't even want to share the idea with a stranger in the first place. So, and I called my friend, she's in year 4, she's in your class, and we decided to start the business together, and we split it, like, almost immediately, we split the money, and then she was like, oh my god, thank you very much for this, because even if it fails, we know that we tried, and if it does, we know that, okay, this is actually, and then we're doing it together, because I cannot, I'm year 3, and it's probably one of the hardest years you have to go through, and I could not just start a business and do that. I called someone that actually is in that line, has something she's doing, and I put her onto it, and I know that if I had done it alone, because the capital was not that much, it wasn't capital intensive, but if I had done it alone, it was going to be stressful, but the profit would have been just for me. I just said about her, she's a friend, you can put your friends on. And yeah, when we're two, it makes it, like, it's a party, it makes it better, you people progress more, like, it's a multiplication, because 1 + 1 = 2, but 2 + 2 = 4, do you understand? So that's how it just works.
I think bottom line is that make sure you're looking out for someone that has
seen. Yes, look out for people. Mm. Yes, share opportunities, but still at the same time use your head. Yes. Like, be smart. We have seen places where like people share opportunities, but then they can't even get it. Your friend will not be the one to go and fuck you up. Because they want to be the only one. I'm saying that just use your sense. I'm just someone that I'm not necessarily the person that I like to look like, or like the person you have to necessarily be nice. I always put myself first. I have suffered severely because I used to be a people pleaser, so I don't put myself first. So, and I suffered a lot, like especially in my first years in university of UNILAG, especially like with meeting people. So I've had so many bad experiences. Things I say, it's not because I'm a wicked person, it's just like I'm compensating for the times where I shitted on myself. I didn't put myself first. I did not put myself out there.
You're going more to the reality of life now.
Yes, I'm going more to the reality.
In case she shits on me too, I'm going to let you people know. You get just the risk.
Yeah, so yes, I understand. So yes, definitely share with partner. Collaboration is very important. Like this podcast is as a result of collaboration. Everyone, we all have our places. We have our weaknesses, we have our strengths. Like me, I'm like the PR person. Like I know, you know, what strategy can we do to do this, to bring in more crowd. This person is tech guy. This person is the marketing person. person. So everyone comes together to bring their ideas together. So yes, collaboration is very important. I love collaboration. I love like when especially young people come together to do things. So yes, please collaborate as much as you can. Any other person will say something.
So I think you guys have pretty much said everything. So, and it's based, it depends on your personality too.
Yeah.
People are different.
Everybody
like
different.
For me now, it's something I do. I like to put my friends on. Mm-hmm. But sadly, I've never been on the beneficiary list.
Yeah.
But I don't find it bad.
It's I get your fire.
But like, it's okay, I understand.
It, to me, it leaves room for change and for growth. Because we are friends. I'm part of being friends, we have to grow together. So if I say something that okay to beneficiary to this person, it's my friend. And we have to define the friendship too.
Yeah.
It can't just be anybody. Because some people, they mistake friends for colleagues. But if you are really my friend, okay, like friend, like we've been together, we've been through stuff. And that's something that I know, even though it's beneficiary for me, and it's beneficiary to you too, we can share it. Whichever person gets it, fine.
Your friend can facilitate you working for that company or you similar.
Well, it's not that like I'm even doing it.
So it's not exactly, and it's not
like, it's just
growing together. Like I'm part of your growth. I'm able to like impart, you know, like and I like it's something to be grateful for. Like okay, I've actually contributed something to you as a.
So friend. That one now is for your ego, still an advantage to you.
Everybody has agenda at the end of the day. Everybody has ulterior motives. You have to feel like, oh, I made this person.
If you know better, you have an agenda.
Do you get what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, the goal is
see, let me tell you something. Nobody is completely selfless. Nobody is completely selfless. You always have something. Okay, you're giving...
I agree that
you are giving this person's job also for yourself in a way. Someone will say, oh, we are enriching our circle also. Why do you want to enrich your circle? Because of yourself.
Yes, no.
So at some point, there's also
because an agenda for yourself. Because wealth itself is almost contagious, right?
The direct benefit does not lie on you. Right? They are the first beneficiary of that project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever comes in, maybe along the line, indirectly, you are getting something, I understand. But see, it's like a selfless act.
Yeah.
Because you and why it's a selfless act is like when there is a competition, because anyone's not drained from the topic. The topic is actually like there is a competition. It's different like you are a real estate person, I introduce you to real estate business opportunity, you are introducing me to tech opportunity. Real estate opportunities are actually like none of my business. Tech is actually none of your business. It is quite easy. You know, we could say it for selfish reasons, I want to. But we are doing the same thing. So the topic is like you are doing the same thing. There is a competition.
You're in the same field. You're doing the
same
thing.
So if you put them on, I don't think it's selfishness. It's like an absolute selflessness.
Yes, it is selfless.
Because there is a competition. You actually like
it takes a lot.
Exactly, it takes a lot because you know that them coming.
Especially if they now get it. Do you know how bad you feel? I'll beat myself up.
Okay,
well,
you should not rub it in your face.
Well,
God.
Let me give an example.
Out of the 10,000 people that applied, I came for.
Who will not feel pained? That means number one, you feel like that person is better than me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in, I had like a friend. Then if she gets first, I'll get second. If she gets second, I'll get first. She now got head girl. Primary school, secondary school, got ed girl. I used to feel like I was always like I wasn't as good as she was. It's such a bad feeling. And we always negate, we always don't what they call it, portray like these normal human feelings. It's such a bad place to be. You and your friend apply for the job and you don't get it. No matter how happy you feel for that person, you're always there's always that feeling.
It's not easy. When you're writing an exam with somebody and the person copies maybe the teacher calls you to compare your results and then your scripts and then they're saying you copied that person. That's how it feels. Now compared to like real life situation, like okay, when I was writing, like my best friend was very sick. Just like say, we always like on the commendation list 1-2-1, but she was in science class, it was harder for her understood. So I was stopping on the commendation list. We had elections, top two girls would contest against each other. I won the election, but I just knew that based on popularity and everything. So when we're writing like she was very sick. The invigilator knew. The invigilator even had mercy on her, and I was sitting beside her. I was one, she was six, so it was five people on the road, so she was beside me. And it was English exams. So they told me to mark our English scripts, like our after our OMR, 1-100. English is 1-100.
Yeah.
So I just copied, they sent me some for her, just do some differences. But let's say I did 95 of what I did for myself for her. And when the English results came out, she had an A and I had a B. And that was when my eyes opened and I'm like, I'm not helping anybody again in this
world. Your feeling is bad, but it doesn't really.
That's what it means when you're in the same field and you want to bring someone else into
it's
that
very
same
tough.
Field, when you want to put someone on. So you have to unlock a certain level of emotional intelligence and
yes.
maturity for you to
and you need to disconnect. It may also mean gaslighting yourself. Like, it may also mean, well, let me just, you just
the,
off
the
that
best,
part.
The
that feeling, you off it.
Maybe just something, you know, if you're doing almost something, but maybe you're like specialized in different aspect of this.
Some people not listen. They want that thing that you
maybe
have.
You are a content
writer.
They
want
writer,
your boyfriend. They want your
pretty
friend,
much right about
your,
so, so you have like
business.
your own niche of writing.
Yeah, maybe academic writing.
So,
you know, just
writing.
Yeah.
I think that really.
There's a story about me and my friend over a guy. Let me explain.
Please.
So there was this group chat. It was 2020 then. Group chat four. We're jobless. We're bored. Did you get? So there's this particular group chat. I met this guy. You know, when you enter a group chat, they ask you to send your pictures. You know, those kind of things.
Wow.
Cringe-worthy right now, but that time it was like
pick fully competition then.
Wow.
So I sent my pictures. I'm like, oh my god, fine girl. Then this guy is also sent his picture. I was like, ah. Fine boy. Now like let me shoot my shorts. Did you get it? I shot my shorts and apparently she was also feeling me. So now you now enter my DM. Obviously, like we had got things kicked up. Like already I was really liking him. First day, second day, he sent my pictures. He was really asking me, like when you get into a relationship, like things that you like so that I do it. Like he was saying all the right things. I was like,
was touching the right buttons.
Did you get? I was not stupid me. See, part of sharing. I was now so excited and I sent his picture, but it was good, Sha. It was really like, I was very excited. He asked me out on a date. So I was not very excited and I sent to the group, oh my god, this guy asked me out on a date. Then she now said, that's what my friend said, who is Benson? And I sent his picture. So he asked me out on a date. I was so pained. So I didn't ask, I was not angry, like, why would you ask me on a date and my friend? He said, I didn't know that we're friends. I said, even though, why are you doing the same thing you're doing with me for that first time? He now said that, oh, before me and him met, he had already met her and then there was already something that I was like, what is wrong with this one? I was already feeling bad. I was very upset, obviously, and I was jealous.
He's trying to be a generous man.
And he's also trying to. He's trying to cast his net wide.
Yeah.
I
mean.
Let me show. Love thing, one thing. Me, I decided to like drop out from that whole situation.
Ah, then she started dating him.
Yes.
Ah, I knew it. We girls do that thing.
I decided to see.
I felt like I was a mumu. So I don't know if I was a mumu or what
so
I
you
was.
Should
right.
Have done.
I did not own. I felt like I want to be dragging a man. With my old friend, like with my best
friend,
I just left it.
What your
that's the
final
thing.
Time they did PDA.
Let me finish my story now. Let me finish my story. I don't know what that is. See, let me finish my story. So that's how these two people started dating. No, I started to stop applying pressure. Like I stopped like really pushing it. And then I know that when me I stopped applying pressure, my friend was already applying pressure.
So
I started dating. Every day when they go out, she comes to the group chat. Oh my god. This guy is so good. He's so sweet. To me, his mom. She met his sisters. I will cry.
Why is there
hey!
More intelligence?
Jesus Christ. Every day she would come, I was pained. I was angry.
Yeah,
and I was
that. She was doing it deliberately.
I don't know.
Guy, there
was
no empathy. Nothing.
She was doing it
yes, she is. I would be like, oh my god, what's going on? Like,
well, I presume I know that friend.
Well, I think. I was too ashamed to say that I was upset. Do you see where I'm coming?
Yeah,
I couldn't say it that I was pained. I don't know resentful.
You're jealous.
I know. I know my emotion. I'm very sensitive. Like, that's what I do with people. Like, very. Like smartly. I'm very. Trust me. You can't do something you don't like it, but it pained me. But I can't say it because it looks like that's smart thing. Do you guess? Doesn't even mean anything over a guy. Farida that looks like an alpha female. She's obsessed that her friend is the guy. Like, it was very embarrassing for me. So I couldn't. Even when she said, I'll put ass emoji. Okay, nice. You look cute. You can look cute. She sent pictures of them together. All that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just keeping my head. What? Maybe I should have just left it though. I know I haven't told her anything about it. She may not have even known. And I would not have felt bad about the fact that, I was with someone. Do you guess? And you may not have worked with them. So do you understand? So these are some of the experiences, though. that I have that has made me be very selfish.
One.
See, whoever's manner that is, see, your boyfriend is my dude. I don't give a fuck. That's part of this problem. If I want him, I want to. That's it. Period.
Okay, so so.
That is why. Please don't.
Let the gospel of polygamy rest. Okay, yeah, so to round up my own thought, right? I think more than ever, right, that sometimes you could actually be a key to unlocking what's actually you've seen in your friend, or you've seen in maybe your classmate or whatever, and they've not been able to utilize this thing. So sometimes I send opportunities across to friends, or specifically to some people, not because we really have a working relationship, but because I think that you've been doing something, you've been doing it informally, and I'm like, okay, why not just take it big, make it global? I mean, what's there? Like, you are really good enough, so why not just take it on, yeah, push it forward, right? So sometimes you send opportunity to some people to tell them that, see, you have this thing, it's hidden, but people are not seeing it, so you're not making the best use of it. And I think that's one aspect, that's one way to do it.
But there's something that if you don't have someone to do that to you, or you probably have your own thinking and nobody has unlocked it,
well, I don't, people don't really do that to me, right? But it's fine. That's why,
so you feel like maybe
that's why it's always good to reflect. Most times I'm always thinking about my life, right? So yeah, because yeah, I don't find people do that for me. Yeah, that's, I think about my own life a whole lot of, okay, I stay back, I watch people play their games. But in that midst of friends, that's when I think about, okay.
It will also help you, like, rethink your friendship circles. If you're the one that is always sharing things and they're not sharing things, maybe you need to, maybe these people are not really your friends. Because I'm not, frankly, it's really good. Like, that's actually the thing you're supposed to be sharing things. Do you get? So, if they're the ones that are not sharing, you're not the problem. They're the ones that are the problem.
Maybe you're meant to start a culture there. Probably. So, if you start, they could follow suit.
So yeah, like, it's okay to share things if
not men do.
Don't share men. Don't share men.
Good. What is your problem with men?
I'm very selfish with my men.
You know that post? There is something that said.
Polygamy is all about
If I have friends that wasn't in the same space with the person that I like, 2 years, 3 years, you don't know how it looks like. Like this, your puppy will not suit this person. If you value something, you keep it. Don't you preserve it? Like, I'm not even saying that my friend is.
That's me. I preserve things I like.
Like, it's just something that you. If you actually value something, it's the way you treat.
But that way, there are some Sherlock Holmes like us.
Something that you value. The way you treat what you have.
Cherish. Yeah.
For you too. So that's just it. Share your men. Don't just take your friends to on a date with your man,
you don't even know, you already said, oh my god, he sent this for me, shut up, I enjoy nothing in silence.
Away from the banter, to be very honest, like what you just mentioned, we're going on a date. Why do you bring your friends around?
Do you know my budget?
It's not even about budget. People are meant to like
have each other, intimate, right? That kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. So why not bring strangers? Because they are strangers to him. So imagine him bringing his friends. Will he be comfortable? Let's even scrap the old bill of the thing, budget whatsoever. It's the fact that conversation won't flow when the friends are around. Mm-hmm. So it's meant to be like the two of you only, like whatsoever.
I almost became that friend that was following somebody, because me and my friend, we've been hanging out for a day. We've been going out, going to the movies, we even watched two movies at once one day. Like, we're having fun. So there's this guy that owns a restaurant on the island, and then he asked out to come to the restaurant. I'm like, oh, I'm picking up my clothes too. And then she just said, oh, this is the first time. I just said, oh, I forgot that. I was used to us just going to restaurants, going everywhere, and I just forgot that it was a date for her. It almost became that Twitter friend that they would go and cast and say she came with her friend. Thank God for my life.
Well, see, this stuff happens, right? So let me just give you a personal experience. So yeah, 2021, right? I think it was my best day, and I mean, it seemed like everybody was busy. I mean, January babies, they
try to go point for January.
Like you see, January babies, we suffer a whole lot. People just forget our birthday. They say they are busy.
When we are doing New Year, when New Year enters, well, people are resuming school.
My friend in January too. So yeah, my birthday was January 8th, right? Yeah, so
December 8th.
Wow. Yeah. So basically I like, let me just go out. And then I called my girlfriend then. X.
Should be for relationship kids.
Hey, calm down. I can't wait.
No, we had our food to share.
I called her and she was like, I'm tired, blah blah blah.
Yes, sir. She's not meant for you.
And then I called another one of my
Wait, let me
put it in perspective. This female friend in particular had the label of my best friend because we were like secondary. Calm down. Calm down. Let me talk.
Calm down. You not call your best friend.
Hey, calm down now. I called her. I said like, oh, she's coming. Then I was like, okay, her house is like quite close to mine. And then I was like, I had dressed up. I left school. I stopped by at her house. And then I was like, oh, let me just say hello to you. And she was like, this one, you are dressed like this. Where are you going to? I am going out with
you. Immediately
I mentioned, you're like, no way, I'm coming along. I was in a dying room. I was like, should I tell her?
So you can't put up them.
We went to Maryland more together. We got to Maryland more, and at some point, like, I was confused. Like, the conversation wasn't flowing. Wait. Okay. Understand that both of them were actually friends. For like the first 20 minutes and all of those, awkward until losing up, and then
it just
it just became fun. Later, the next 2 hours,
can
and
you have four for me?
Well,
until she leaves,
Farida is okay.
Until she leaves, there's no way I'll be okay in that place. God forbid, there's no way.
Actually,
I cannot even be friends with someone that is best friend with my boyfriend.
Mine was a family friend, supposed family friend.
Wasn't really best friend. Mama, I know, please, I don't wish to share. They say you should share opportunity to share, good and fine.
But for the sake of
I know they share, man. It's my friends. I'm very jealous of my friends. I don't share my friends. You don't see what happened with Ama, Ilda, you feel that story? Once I saw that story, I sent my friend a message. I sent Ayola a message. I said, please. I am not a mature person. If I see that another person has stolen you from me, I'm going to go spiritual. I'm not even going to do
that. I'm
very selfish with the things that make me happy. Like, and I'm not apologetic about it. Do you understand? I want to keep this person to myself. I don't care. You never have seen this person with another person. I'm not doing it. Thank you.
Don't keep your friends. You can keep the opportunities.
Share friends. Men are not even that much like that.
I have a
first
side party. Why are you frustrating that?
I don't
understand.
So,
So those are ones that are left. We need to populate.
You are generous. Every woman must have a husband.
Right? It should not be equality. It should be equity, right? Exactly. Let's do equity.
Some women cannot be stranded. Now your friend will have a boyfriend. Move from relationship.
If you love your friend,
3 years, your friend will have a boyfriend. Can you say, oh yeah, my friend, my boyfriend. Yes, yes, yes. Charge me. Charge me.
Without that, my mother, you should be my father's house.
The world is changing.
Yes. The world is evolving, right?
The world is evolving. Alright, guys, so that's the end of it. So keep sharing information. Opportunities if you can. And make sure people are looking out for us, looking out for you. It's very important. And if you've not been doing this with your friends, you can be the first person to start. You know, it has to start from somewhere. You can be the initiator and then follow suit, who knows. So do good on your side, spread positivity, spread good energy, and the universe will take care of the rest. Thank you.